the very fact that what's been mobilised now is deemed necessary and appropriate shows that it was actually required, and when it wasn't there, that deficit probably contributed to the criminality. It's the government speaking out of both sides of their mouth. We believe that it's an acknowledgement that the resources and the personnel and the policing structures were just not in place. And of course, as is always the case, to try and recapture ground is more difficult than maintain it. And what we really would have preferred to see in Cavan all those years was just a presence maintained of local guards, local detectives, local traffic units, all with local knowledge, stopping, interacting, collating, building up a picture of these people. And that would possibly have been a lot more effective in preventing and investigating the incidents as they occurred. But that infrastructure simply wasn't there, and that deficit in policing was obviously going to lead to it's going to impact on the delivery of policing, and that's obviously what we would have seen. And to blame the members who were there, stretched to the limit, being moved from pillar to post, begging for basic equipment, begging for resources, to blame them is very disingenuous.